We are today a part of the Global Methodist Church. We're going to remain the church that we've always been, and we're going to continue to love God, to learn Christ's ways, to serve others, to help others be those disciples that are excited about Jesus.
Welcome, folks, to Renew Your Mind. This is podcast number 173. I'm Jordan Kettlewell, the Director of Youth and Family Ministries for Gaylord Methodist Church, and also your guest host and podcast moderator, as Dana was not able to be here with us for this one. With us today, as always, is our senior pastor, Paul Grunberg, associate pastor, Jeremy Tarrou, and our resident retired pastor, Barry Sweet. And we all want to say, on three, one, two, three,
Happy New Year!
We're moving into a new year, and there's always, you know, with New Year's, there's just this sense of renewal and a fresh start every year, and that is specifically appropriate for us at our church this year, as we just had our last service as a United Methodist Church, and we are moving forward in a new direction, but continuing in the same direction we've always been on, which is scripturally based, following Christ, and going out there to make disciples who make disciples. So, Pastor Paul, I leave it to you. Tell us where we're going.
So we've just come off a series of podcasts where God began to do something new, and we celebrated that through the Advent season. That newness was God with us, God in the flesh, Emmanuel. And now the journey begins. The real work has to take place, I think, in terms of Jesus's birth being this big hubbubaloo, which it should be. Mm-hmm. And yet we forget about those first 30 years of Jesus's life where Joseph, and we talked about this, Joseph was faithful as a father, making sure that Jesus was growing up in the love and knowledge of God as they understood God in the Old Testament through the law. And so Jesus is growing and growing and growing, and Joseph is helping him to be the man of God that he needs to become. I'm sure Mary's in there too. And in that, we found ourselves over the last few years finding ourselves drifting away from, as a United Methodist Conference, what we believe to be God's will for our lives as a church, remaining faithful to Scripture, being a church that focuses on helping people to be disciples of Jesus Christ, who then go out and make disciples of Jesus Christ. And as that, we're beginning anew. We're refreshing ourselves. Actually, we're remaining what we believe to be steadfast with the way we've always been. But we're now going to be, well, we are today, a part of the Global Methodist Church. And in doing so, we're going to remain the church that we've always been, and we're going to continue to love God, to learn Christ's ways, to serve others, to help others be those disciples that are excited about Jesus.
Yeah, and that's, I think, a really important distinction, because there's been so much with this change coming within our congregation and even within the community, and you know, that we're not the only church that's doing this. So even culture-wide, there's been so much discussion. But that's the important thing to focus on, is that, yeah, it seems like we're changing direction and doing something new, but all we want to do is hold to what we've always held to. And maybe, hopefully, with a renewed sense of vigor and fire and passion in the Holy Spirit, to go out and make those disciples in new ways, in different ways, to reach people, to meet people where they are and bring them into a life with Christ. And I'm excited to see what's in store. God's got us on a path here, and I can't wait to see where this path is leading.
So I would ask the question, being that it is the beginning of the year, and oftentimes we've made resolutions of what we're going to do in our lives, things we want to change. If we were to look at some of the, for lack of better words, non-Christian changes that we want to make in life, what would that include? Eating right, exercising more, maybe journaling, maybe being grateful or having more of a life of gratitude in your day, looking for the best instead of looking at each event as, you know, again, type thing. How are you changing your life in those ways? Maybe you're getting a new car, you're looking forward to moving or a new home or a new job. But then there's the spiritual changes that we want to make. And let's just talk about that in terms of not only the spiritual things that we would like to be or to change or become, but how that plays out. So what would be a couple of things that you might think people would be looking forward to doing more so in their spiritual life as this new year unfolds?
Yeah, I think one that comes to mind for me, this actually relates to our last podcast. We talked about making room for God, how the innkeeper perhaps made room for Mary and Joseph when Jesus came into the world. I think, identifying ways in your life in which you can make more time and space for God. And that is a good one. And it's kind of a constant one for me because things, opportunities, you know, all kinds of things continuously can come into our lives and start crowding up our room, right? So continuously identifying what does God want on my plate and what does he not want on it?
Oh, that's a great way,
that's a great way to put it.
That's been a kind of a prayer for me over the past year or so is, Lord, just put on my plate exactly what you want on it. Nothing more, nothing less. You know, whatever is not meant to be on it, just clear it away. And it's a kind of a spiritual discipline of making room for God that comes to mind for me.
So. And I would think that would be what a lot of people have made a resolution to do. And that's played out in other ways as well. How might that be played out, Barry, for the typical person who wants to make room in their life for God?
Well, you know, one of the things I was resonating about, which ties into that, is how can I become more sensitive to the moving of the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are way too spiritual. I tell you what, I'm thinking, first of all, make God a priority in your life,
sure.
Right? And so there are some things that
we... Get your butt to church.
Get your butt to church, right?
Here's one, Pastor. This might... I'll get less lofty. Because I can't think on the same level.
Yes, you can.
But here's one that's been big for me. I wouldn't say it's a New Year's resolution this year. I don't even like New Year's resolutions, but I won't waste everybody's time with that rant. But it's not a resolution so much as a new strategy, very much like Jeremy's, you know, trying to be deliberate about making time. This is one that's been very reformative for me. And I've been talking to our youth group about this a lot also, is looking for God. And that's something you don't have to have. You don't have to have a bunch of scriptural knowledge. You didn't need to go to seminary. You don't have to have been a Christian for 60 years. You could have just got saved yesterday. Don't know anything about Christian life or scripture because you're just starting.
Right.
And you can still do that. You can look for God. Look for God in the little moments in the day. Look for God in the big moments in the day. Look for God somewhere in your day and see where he's moving. And the more you start to see God, and this is what I tell the kids of youth group all the time, the more you start to see God, the more you start to see God. Because when you see a little bit, then you see a little bit more. And once you've seen where God's moving in your life on a day-to-day basis, and you can actually stay tuned into that, and you can pinpoint that, you can't unsee it. That, to me, is something that is so faith-affirming. It's a practice that I think everyone should focus more on because, like I said, once you see God, you can't unsee him. You can try to reject it if you want to, but once you've seen where God's moving every day, you can't unsee it anymore, and that grows your faith, and that gets you into that mode where you're thinking of God every day, where you're trying to be deliberate in carving out time, where you're trying to be deliberate in getting into the Word.
That sounds Exactly what I just said that y'all made fun of.
I know. I just took your thought and reworded it.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a whole lot. You know, because my, you know, maybe I spiritualized it too much in churchy language. But that's exactly is when you see God and you're aware of God and you then you begin to see God move. Mm-hmm. And then you want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
And that we just celebrated that in our Advent series in the whole month of December, where we celebrated where God was moving and how people joined him and what God was up to. That's in the new year for me, what I want to focus on is how do I join God in what God's already doing? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think to piggyback on that too, Jordan, which I think that is just a wonderful discipline, to take that just one step further is to then share, if you're part of a small group or if you have Christian relationships, then share with others how you saw God working in your life, say, mm-hmm. over the past week. And maybe you do this with the youth, but give your small group or whoever you're spending time with a chance to just ask the question for everybody, how have you seen God working in your life over the past week or so? Mm-hmm. And as you begin to share it, mm-hmm. so you begin looking for it, identifying it, and now you're sharing it.
Yeah, and I would even be more specific. I would say if you're married, and even if your spouse is less spiritually minded than you are, that doesn't matter. Just share where you saw God today. You mm-hmm. know, oftentimes mm-hmm. we'll call it it was a funny coincidence today. Well, maybe it was a God incident, Amen. Not a right. coincidence. And in that matter, then share it with your loved one or mm-hmm. share it with your kids. That's a great way for you to, as a parent, to follow through with the law in walking down the road, talking about God in your life, and sharing that is to say, hey, where did you see God today? Mm-hmm. Or start off as a parent, you know, I saw God today at work. Where did you see God at work today, Daddy or Mommy? Yeah. And then to be able to share it in terms that they can understand. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you are just creating an ongoing conversation with your children that is free to talk about God. Maybe that's the dinner table thing. So where did you see God today, son or daughter? And be able to just, that's a part of who we are. That's a part of our nature. We talk freely about mm-hmm. where we see God in our lives, and that really encourages each other. And if you're with in relationship with a person who's maybe not as far down the road, that can be really encouraging for them mm-hmm. To begin looking for God in their life. Maybe they see the glass half empty, and they just need someone to continue to pour into that glass until mm-hmm. it gets full. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's a way that you can, or with friends or neighbors that you've developed relationships with, just throw it out there. You know what? This happened today, and I saw God's hand all over it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. people cannot refute, that was just a coincidence. No, it was a God incident.
Yeah.
And so it's just a very normal or easy way to slide into a conversation, this God incidents type of thing. Now, certainly we want you to encourage others to come to church with you, which would then mean you actually go and invite them and right. pick them up and go do lunch afterward or go into the fellowship hall afterward for coffee and goodies and stuff like that. But to develop that aspect of the relationship can easily start with these God incidences mm-hmm. and sharing those in ways that are like, how did you say it, Barry? Gosh, I want what you want. Or
yeah.
How are you seeing things that I'm not seeing? I want more of that. Because people do. There's a place in people's lives where we want more of God, but we just don't know what that next step is. Mm-hmm. And when mm-hmm. we introduce something that we're attempting to do, not only does it create accountability for us, it creates maybe the next step for somebody else.
Mm. Yeah. So I think you're looking for God is the first step of that. And it's an intentional choice
yes. mm-hmm.
to look for God and to see God's hand in different events. But not just keeping it to yourself, sharing it.
Well, that's the thing. That's like to me, the way I see it, that's like the base unit, right? That's mm-hmm. the base unit for what you do in your day to get started. But there's so many things that build from that, like making sure that you share it. And that's where it can go to. So maybe you're, you know, listening out there and you're in that boat where you do look for God every day and you, mm-hmm. you're finding God every day. And that's great. But you want to build some more. And it's time for a New Year's resolution to try to build some more. So that's a good strategy to start. Jeremy had a great one also, making sure you're carving out time. What else are some good mm-hmm. strategies, techniques, Christian tactics?
So one of the things we can do, I think, that is really, really easy to do is begin listening to Christian music. Mm-hmm. You know, turn off the radio to classic rock. I grew up with classic rock, and there are some songs that have memories attached to them that are just great and wonderful. And I have to confess, every probably two, maybe three times a year, I'll listen to classic rock and listen to some of those memories or remember some of those memories I have. But for the most part, it's always Christian music. And one of the challenges with listening to Christian music is if you listen to it enough, it gets into you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And sometimes it becomes almost background noise. Mm-hmm. But then the challenge is to listen to the words, listen to the music, and then to begin to worship God. Mm-hmm. With what you know how to do to worship God and to just lift up your hands or lift up your voices or sing at the top of your lungs with the artists, whatever it is they're worshiping or praising God for, and to be able to, you know, just turn the radio dial to a different station that promotes Christ is a huge influencer. I got out of the car the other day and some guy was getting out of his car in the parking lot and he's like, Jesus. I mean, it was not quiet. He was singing.
Was that me, Pastor?
No, it was not you. But he was just, he sang Jesus's name out. I didn't catch where the tune was, but he had evidently been listening to Christian radio and got out and just,
that's great.
He didn't mm-hmm. probably see that I caught it, but I caught it, and I was moved by it, and I worshiped God from it, and I was encouraged to, oh, when's the next time I can get out of my car and Jesus, you know, and just mm-hmm. really promote that. It's a very simple thing for us to do, but it requires us to make a choice.
Yeah.
Another thing is maybe on our Facebook pages or social media, instead of being negative and whining, is that we share where we see God moving, where we've seen God today. I saw God today in this. And just leave it out there. No comment, no commentary.
Yeah. Don't even talk back to anyone.
No.
Just let it.
Just put it out there and let the Spirit run with it.
And as Jordan says at the end of the last series of podcasts, share it, even if you liked it or even if you didn't.
That's right.
Just put it out there and let people make their own choices. Yep. And I tell you what, even if they hate it, that creates uncomfortableness in mm-hmm. them.
Well, and it plants a
spiritual.
Seed.
Yeah.
It plants a seed.
And the Holy Spirit will bring that to mind continuously. Yeah. Yeah. Not to over-spiritualize our conversation. But how dare we talk about the Holy Spirit's work?
That's right.
Yes.
On that note,
that was pretty funny though.
So one of the last things I know there's some of you wrestling with this is the desire to do it. The desire there's the inner desire to do it, but the desire to actually move on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sometimes when I don't have that desire, I pray, God, give me the desire to do whatever it is that mm-hmm. I think God is leading me to do. If I'm dragging my feet or something mm-hmm. like that. And then the other aspect is every day, every morning, just ask the Holy Spirit to come and fill you with God's presence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, just start with an opening prayer as you wake up in the morning and, you know, God, come into my life. Holy Spirit, come into my life. I am yours today. Start every day like that and end every day with, thank you, God, for being a part of my life today.
Yeah. Amen.
I think those are some great across the board, great spiritual disciplines and a great way to start your year. And I want to thank you for joining us for Renew Your Mind. And again, Happy New Year. We've got one more special service coming up, and then we'll be returning to normal. But our special service, and then after that, our normal services, we would love for you to join us for worship at Gaylord Methodist. That's 215 South Center Avenue. Pastor Paul, what's our special service this week?
So this coming week, January 7th, we are going to have a covenant service. We're going to make a covenant as God's people to God, to remain God's people, to be faithful in all that we say and do. This would be a wonderful opportunity for you to come to church. If it's been a while, to be a part of the service where we together as a congregation, as a set of believers, are going to commit our lives to God and commit our church to God as we now move into the Global Methodist Church today. We are a global Methodist church. We're known as the Gaylord Methodist Church in Gaylord, but we are a global Methodist church, and we're going to make a covenant before God to be a faithful church.
Amen.
And on that note—
And that's one service, 10 a.m. service.
Yes, one service this Sunday, 10 a.m. And on that note, you'll know that our website is fumcgaylordmi.org, but that will be changing. So keep your eye out in the e-news and other various forms of media communication. We'll get that information out to you guys. Additionally, I'm sure our Facebook page name is going to undergo some changes, but we will keep that coming out there to you guys. So just keep your eyes peeled, and you'll know where to go and when we've got that settled. So thank you again for joining us for Renew Your Mind. If you like the podcast, give it a share. Share it with all your friends. And as always, even if you didn't, still share it anyway. We'd appreciate it. But thank you for joining us. Stay safe, and God bless.